Now, back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker. Nine floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios on this Friday night. Dom Cherosky getting it done on the other side of the glass. And so glad you're with us for the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Friday night, where we got more games taking place, thankfully, since last week. So many games were not played or moved or rescheduled. And we do have a few that will be played tomorrow, but tonight we had football all over the place. And I got to give this one score from down in South Georgia. It is final. Colquitt over Lowndes. Colquitt 38. Lowndes 35.
Great game.
Final score from down in South Georgia. Big one, big one. A lot of eyes on that one. All right, we got a guest coming up. Before we do that, we want to check in with Day-Day.
90 Game High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Guys, Damian Day-Day Lewis live. We've gone final here at Stars Mill. Coach David Cooper, I'm with him right now for Stars Mill. What a atmosphere, what a game.
Man, it was special tonight. And I guess the two matchups we've had with them have both been that way. Obviously, last year's game and this one. You know, I know we've had them marked on the calendar since we found out they were in our region, and I'm sure they have. So I'm just proud of my kids, man. I mean, you know, we made some early mistakes and gave them some opportunities, and we were able to correct that and take advantage of some stuff in the second half.
All right. And like you said, obviously last year's matchup, very significant, and when it comes down to in the memory of both teams, but obviously for them a little bit more on their side as far as when it comes down to get back. What was your message to your guys this week and getting ready, knowing that they probably was going to kind of be their mentality tonight?
Well, I thought we had a lot to improve on leading up to this week. The last couple weeks we've kind of played lackluster, and I just sold them on, look, I know Central Carrollton's had us circled since that night over at their place last year. So, you know, I kept preaching. They were coming for us, and we had to step up to the challenge when we got a chance.
All right, and talk about the play. Really, I mean, play all around tonight was special for you guys, but Logan tonight, how about that kid, man?
Man, he's a special player. I mean, he's a three-year starter for us. He's our team leader. He's our vocal leader. He's our leader in the weight room. He's our leader in the school. Dude, the kid is special, and some college coaches need to take note of that. You know, we hadn't really running much this year. We kind of eased through the first 6 weeks without getting a lot of carries on his legs. So tonight was the night for us to turn him loose.
All right, Coach. Well, the Sam and Chris, y'all can probably hear us rocking in the background. So, Coach, I'll let you get to the celebration, but I know it's only going to last 24 hours, and then it's on to the next.
Harris County, Friday night. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Sam, Chris, back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day, for that, and that. What a big win. Talk about a game they had marked on their calendar when the schedule came out. You knew how special this was going to be.
Yeah, you know, last year, for those that didn't get that, there was a quarterfinal game in the state playoffs where Central Carroll played Stars Mill. Stars Mill wins on a Hail Mary on the last play of the game. So you knew you were going to get Central's best shot. Mm-hmm. Central took the lead. Stars Mill hanging there, get the win. Coach Cooper, 6-0. 7-0, I'm sorry, that was before tonight, 7-0 on the season, and this is first year. You know, he's been an assistant coach there, but this is first year as a head coach. 7-0 in the first year.
Pretty impressive.
He's thinking, man, this head coach thing ain't too bad.
Yeah, not at all, not at all. It's a place where, you know, you're already known, and the players know what to expect from you.
They got a great culture there.
They do.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, and big win tonight. I mean, Harris County will be really good next week. It'll be a tough game for them, but, I mean, they're putting themselves in good position to be the region champs.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, another good region game was taking place on the south side. A lot of good games on the south side today. This one was taking place down at Noonan, and they were able to get the win tonight over Dutchtown. And joining us now, Noonan head football coach Chip Walker joins us. Coach Walker, welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. I just caught the tail end of that with Coach Cooper. You know, Coach Cooper, he just texted me a second ago. He coached for me at Sandy Creek. And, man, that was a big win for those guys. I was proud of him.
Yeah, he's doing a good job, Coach. That head coaching stuff's pretty easy when you start out 7-0, isn't it?
Look, I wish I'd have started out 7-0.
Took me a while to get to 7. Coach, congrats on your win tonight, man. I thought that was a great region win for you. You know, what was the key to the game?
Well, really, it was, coach talk, we talk about being really good in all three phases, but tonight we really were. We were good in all three phases. Offensively, you know, I think we had one bad drive. We punted once all night. Defensively, our guys played. We were down a couple guys on defense, and I think Dutchtown probably threw it when we get to looking at it 50 or 60 times. And we broke down a couple times, but we held tight. And then in the kicking game, we blocked two punts. We made a field goal. We recovered a little pooch kick on the kickoff. So, you know, we really played good in all three phases. We're proud of our young men.
Yep. Coach, thoughts about your team so far this season. This makes you 5-1, and you're off to a good start in your region as well. Thoughts about what you've been able to accomplish to this point?
Well, you know, we really played really good complementary football. We've run the ball really good. We can throw it. We've played good defense. We've been solid in the kicking game and things, you know, when maybe we didn't move it quite as good, the defense played a little better. Or maybe when the defense gave up some plays, the offense, you know, made a big drive and went down there. It's kind of been our story all year long. Been proud of our young men. We got a small senior class that their goals this offseason were to get this program back where it should be. And they've led us in that, and we got a lot of young talent that's playing really good, and so we're excited.
Talk about those guys who are seniors and what they've had to see the program and really the school and community through. We're talking about, you know, obviously the natural disaster that came through there and the role the team really did, facilities and things that had to be restored. They've seen the program through a great deal and to get to this point.
Man, I can't tell you how proud I am of our senior class. You know, we got about 17 seniors in this class, which is obviously really low for a 5A school. But those guys have stuck through a lot of hardships. When they went to school on August the 1st this year, that is the first normal day of high school that they had in their career. We've worked out in tents. We've worked out in alternative school gyms. We've done everything that you can think of. We had locker rooms with no power. We hadn't really watched film, had places to watch film until this year. It's just been, and in school, they've been in trailers because of the tornado. They've been in trailers the last 3 years, but they've persevered. They've worked. And then when we got in our new facilities in January, the athletic facilities in January, they really stepped up, and whatever we asked them to do, they did it, and they've done it great, and they've represented our school and our community the right way.
Coach, you know, I'm in the media now, so I get to ask these kind of questions, right? Questions I would have never wanted to ask to me. But, you got a tough game next week, right? And I know you've already thought about it, and I know you're already working on it. But I'm saying, what has to improve on your team? What has to improve? Things are going well. You're 5-1. Really hats off to that group for going through all that. You're 5-1. But what's got to get better? Because, you know, you got some tough teams coming.
Well, it is. It's funny you say that because, you know, we actually should have played the Langston Hughes, who we got next week. We should have played last week. So it's really a situation that I've never been in. We've already got the game plan together.
Yeah.
We have to go back in there and, make sure everything still holds true. But, it's going to be a really unique situation. Our guys had 3 good days of the game plan last week. We're going to come back in and hopefully get 4 good days next week. Probably the biggest thing is we're getting healthy. So I think next week we'll be as healthy maybe as we've been all year, which will be really good for us. We got against a team like Langston Hughes is so explosive offensively. You know, we got to be able to execute offensively, keep the ball out of their hands. When we have chances to make stops, we've got to make stops. And you can't give up big plays. And then tonight, just like tonight, we got to be better in the kicking game than they were. And that's the things we've got to do. And our guys are going to be dialed in and focused on it. I feel sure of that.
Fantastic. Coach Walker, Always great to catch up with you. Appreciate you spending some time with us on this Friday night. And, you know, you guys are off to a good start in your region. What's the key to seeing you guys do things, you know, the rest of the way and finish things up, the remaining games of your regular season here?
Well, we obviously got a big one this week and with Langston, and that's important. And then the next week, you got Lovejoy right after that. And, you know, Lovejoy's already lost to Dutchtown. So you got to show up for that one, too, and be ready to go and secure a home playoff berth. One of the things I've told you about our senior class, you know, they had two big things that they really wanted to do. You know, we've missed the playoffs the last 2 years, which hadn't been any fun. They wanted to be in the playoffs, and they wanted to play a home playoff game at Drake Stadium, which is our stadium. And, you know, Drake Stadium is one of the most beautiful settings.
Yes, it is.
Yep, truly.
Friday night.
Truly.
No doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to take care of business. Obviously, the Lovejoy game will be big in order to secure that home playoff game for our young men. But that would be special for those guys.
Well, Coach, we're pulling for you. I'm excited to follow you guys the rest of the year and excited to see them get to that journey. I know it has been a long journey for a lot of different reasons, including the game this week. Mm-hmm. Got postponed from 2 weeks ago. You know, it's just been like that. And, Coach, the older you get, and I'm not coaching now, I just know you just got to remember the good times and enjoy the good times. You guys are doing an awesome job, man. Hope you're enjoying it.
Well, I appreciate it. One thing that I can tell you now, I don't know that you could throw anything at our young men that they can't handle.
That's
because
right.
They have handled so much.
Yeah.
So, you know, that postponement of the game last week, you know, it's just another bump in the road to them after what they've gone through.
Yep. And you've been there to guide them through it, Coach. We appreciate you for the job you've done down there and always. And thanks so much for spending some time with us on the Scoreboard Show tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all for what y'all do for high school football in the state of Georgia. And go Cougars.
All right. That is Coach Chip Walker down at Noonan. And, it's special for those seniors.
Yeah.
All they've had to deal with. My goodness.
Yeah, and he's right. Drake Stadium, beautiful place.
Beautiful place. Beautiful place.
If you haven't been there, you should go.
Yep, absolutely. One of those places on Friday night you want to go. And that community, the way they support that school and the way they support those young people is simply amazing. All right, folks, come back. We're going to have another coach we're going to talk with. And we got a final score and update. Eric Slaughter. That's coming up. You stay with us on the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show. On this Friday night, got a score from way down in South Georgia. Worth County upsets Thomasville at the buzzer. Whoa.
At the buzzer.
28-27.
Yo.
That's a big region win there for them over Thomasville down in South Georgia. They That was big. That was big at the buzzer.
You know, Westlake's pretty good normally, right?
Yeah.
Carrollton beat Westlake 63-7.
No.
Carrollton pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good. Is that how that ended?
Yeah, Douglas County beat East Coweta 42-17 and Campbell over South Cobb 44-0.
Whoa. Those are some of the scores, some of the games around the area tonight. All right, Eric Slaughter was getting an eye on one of the teams. He was getting a look at Cedartown tonight.
Yeah, let's see how they did.
All right, let's check in with Eric.
Sports Radio 92.9 Games Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter checking in from Hiram High School, where we have gone final. The final score, the Cedartown Bulldogs improved to 7-0 on the season, taking down the Hiram Hornets by the final score of 56-20. Joined now by head coach and coach of the game, Jamie Abrams, and the offensive unit of the game, the offensive line. First, coach, highly emotional game in the first half. How proud are you with your boys that they kept their composure and stayed in this game?
Oh, that's very big for us to keep our composure. We don't want to give – I talk to them all the time about fives and 15s, five-yard penalties that we can help and 15-yard penalties that we can help. So thought we did a good job with that tonight. So I'm extremely proud of that, the fact that we didn't have any of those.
Came into the game, Hiram was averaging 31 points per game. You held them to 13. They got another 7 in kind of garbage time. Talk about the stellar play of your defense.
Yeah, you know, they put together two drives. I think those running backs are very good players, number 6 and number 1. I think we had a hard time tackling them all night long. The defense did a good job, except for a couple drives here and there. You know, if you fit something wrong, those guys are going to make you pay. And that's what they did on a couple of those drives in the first half.
Now let's talk about the offense. 56 points on the board. Now, you did not pass it a lot, but when you did, highly efficient. Your quarterback put the ball in the air 5 times. 3 of them went for touchdowns. Talk about how your passing game can complement your running game.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, if people get too nosy, then you can throw the ball. We do have some guys on the edge that can make some things happen. I think DeMarcus had 2, and then Chris Johnson had the 1 early on. It's something we thought we had, and just had in the right spot to call the play. So, you know, we don't throw it a whole lot, and these guys know that. So I stay on their behinds all the time, so I'm glad they're getting some recognition tonight.
All right, so lastly, you control this game. You control the tempo by dominating the line of scrimmage. Unofficially, I have you at rushing for 398 yards and 4 touchdowns on the ground. Talk about the offensive line as a unit and how establishing the running game is the culture of this team.
I mean, that's who we are. And you know, these guys have been together for their whole lives, most likely, really. I mean, I don't see many of them that hadn't. We got a couple first-timers here, but they've been together for a long time, so they care about each other. And, you know, if you look at them, they don't look like much, but
they play like it, though.
Hey, they're a scrappy bunch.
Okay. All right. So, like you said, 7-0. I heard you talk to your team. 7-0, 3-0 in the region, right where you want to be. What's the mindset going into these last 3?
The next game is the biggest game. We always talk about being 1-0 every week, and that's where we'll put our focus starting this weekend. We'll give them some time to celebrate, and then we'll put our focus to the next one.
All right, you go celebrate. I'm going to talk to these big uglies up here, okay? All right, I got 7-8 guys that we're honoring as the offensive line unit of the game. The big center is the captain, one of the 4 guys. I'm going to start with him, but I want each one of the guys to introduce themselves and talk about how it is working as a unit establishing this offensive line.
All right, so my name is Anderson Kennard. I'm the center, and the main thing I love about the OL is that we can just all come together and get after every single game.
All right.
My name's Reese Smith. I'm right guard. One thing I love is, like Coach Abrams said, we've all been together for a long time, and it's just a family and a good bond.
My name is TJ, and I play right tackle, and it just feels like a family with each other. We just come together, work.
My name is Colin Cawthorn. It's my first year, and I play tight end. I'm just glad to be here with these boys. I love them, and I'm here with, here to be as a community and as a family.
Orlando Lopez, I'm the left guard, number 51. And what I just love about the OL is just house of brotherhood, and we all come together.
My name is Tyler Wade, left tackle. Like Orlando said, I love how we all come together as brothers and the way the offense just runs through us.
I'm Chris Johnson, tight end number 9. My favorite thing about playing OL is the physicality on the goal line.
You also play a heck of a defense over there, too. I saw you making those tackles out there. Yes, all right, keep going.
Ollie West, I play tight end, number 28. My favorite thing is just being a part of the people here, like the standards we set.
All right, last guy, bring me home.
My name is Lucas Neal, number 57. I play basically entire interior OL, and favorite thing about OL is just coming together as a unit.
All right, guys, I want to congratulate you guys for being the unit of the game, and you know you guys are going to have to do it if you're going to make it to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium late in December. I know that's your goal. Congratulations, and we'll see you down the line, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. Eric Slaughter signing off. Back to Sam and Chris. Once again, your final score from Hiram. Cedartown 56, Hornets 20.
All right. Cedartown taking care of business.
Yeah, Cedartown looked good. I like the whole group of linemen down there.
Yeah, man.
How many linemen they putting in at a time?
I don't know, but they got them all.
My goodness, threw 5 passes.
Eric found a way to get them all on, man. That's how they get it done.
Great job. Cedartown got a good team, undefeated. They're gonna be a problem for some people.
Fantastic. All right, we got a guest. We got to come on. Tell us who we got right now.
We got Coach Dan Devine at Woodstock. Right,
Woodstock.
Is Coach with us?
Yeah, Coach with us.
Coach Devine, you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, good. Coach, congratulations on your win tonight.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Coach, I was talking you up. I've been talking you up for a few weeks, but I was really talking you up today. You guys moved to 6-1. You know, you got the job. You lost 20 games in a row. You know, you just start putting in things to try to get a little better, and you don't always see the fruits of that immediately. But
right.
You're 6-1 right now. What's going well?
I just think consistency, you know, year one, you try and set your culture like we did last year, and the kids just buy in. I think everybody in our locker room, you know, we have almost 100 kids in there just, you know, buy in 100% to what we do, and that's really the biggest key. And, you know, add that to you know, great coordinators and great coaches and good schemes and just being consistent, playing good ball. And you got a good recipe. You know, we got a mixture of good young guys with old guys, got a big senior class, which always helps, and really good leadership. You know, it's all we really can ask for, and off to a great start. I'm really proud of everybody, proud of the whole school, really, community. They've all kind of big supported and jumped in, and it's been a fun year so far.
Talking with Coach Dan Devine from Woodstock High School. They're off to a great start this season. Coach, I saw you at Roswell at the 707 last year. You had just taken over. You had just taken over the team. Talk about what has transpired with you in the program since that time.
Yeah, just putting in the work, and you know, that was, we got hired almost two Marches now, so mm-hmm. It was a little late the first year, so we were able to put in a full off season strength conditioning program and getting our guys on the same page and getting them bigger, stronger, and faster. That's pretty much the where the roots of the labor, you know, kind of start, and we did that, and we were able to make them, you know, bigger and more physical, and that's how we want to play, and our kids really taking to it, you know. Again, good mixture of young players and old players, just really taking to both systems, both schemes, and really just, you know, found some success, and that's part of the process too, you know, just learning how to win and learning how to be successful and finish games. We were in some games last year when we were 2-8. We just didn't know how to finish, and you know, that's helped us this year for sure.
Well, Coach, I hope you're taking a minute and enjoying it, because I probably didn't enjoy it enough in these moments, but you guys have done a fantastic job. But what does have to get better for you guys to finish the year how you want to?
Yeah, I think more consistent how we play. You know, we're going to play some great teams. We play one next week in Sequoia, and Coach Dieter does a great job there. So, you know, just really just focusing on the little things. We tell our guys, you know, little details create championship goals. So just focus on the little things every day, getting better, sticking to our process, worrying about ourselves. It's really all you can do, you know, and just focus on getting better every day, 1% better every day. And they've been doing it, which we're really proud of them. So, you know, we look forward to the end of the year. Hopefully we'll get, you know, get close and snip that postseason, and we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah, postseason right now, and I'm looking at now things as far as your region goes. It's a strong region, and, you know, yes. You're getting the win tonight. That has to be big for you, because somebody that's having a good season is going to have a difficult time moving forward into the playoffs. That's what's happening with your particular region.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the beauty. The great thing about it is it's really competitive. A lot of teams in our county and both counties really are compete and are pretty even. And like tonight, we played a really, really good Pope team, and Coach O'Sullivan does a great job. So we knew coming in it would be a tough one. And every week you got that. You know, you got a kid or two that's elite and you got to prep for. And, you know, so that's kind of the beauty of it. That's why I came back here and I love this county. It's just every week is just good ball and you got to prep and you got to be ready for it. So we're looking forward to it. And, you know, three quarters of the way through now, and we just got to finish strong.
Yeah, and that region, Sam, to your point, you know, Pope beat Sprayberry. Sprayberry beat Sequoia. Sequoia beat a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
You know, like you're going to see a lot of, you know, anybody could beat anybody on the night, you know, and so a lot of competition there, probably six or seven playoff capable teams, you know, four going to make the playoffs. But, Coach, you guys putting yourself in a great spot to be one of them, and I just can't commend you enough. I know what you inherited, and I know where you are now, and I hope you're taking a minute being proud of that. Your whole staff, the team, the community, whatever, doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Coach Parker. It means a lot coming from you, and you know, I appreciate what you guys do for high school football, and it's going to hopefully get – I do enjoy it a little bit. You know, we give a 12-hour rule, and I'll wake up tomorrow morning and get back to work. But, we're going to enjoy it tonight at least, so, for sure.
Congrats, Coach.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, that is fantastic, Coach Dan Devine. And, yep, you're right, that's a tough region. It's one of those regions you always love to talk about. You got some really good teams, and unfortunately somebody who's having a good season is going to end up having to watch when the playoffs.
Yeah, we're talking about Region 6, 5A, and what's weird about it is you got Sequoia, Pope, Sprayberry, Creekview, Woodstock. These are – none of them really are perennial region champions. So one of them is going to be the region champion, and that's kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
But all of those are perennial – are teams that make the playoffs often. So only four of them are. You know, like I said, Pope was trying to crack in. They beat Sprayberry, but then they lost tonight to Woodstock. So you take a step up, you take a step back, and you see a lot of those three-way ties. You know, we're getting about the three-way tie season, Sam.
Yeah.
Where I spend some time on here talking about the three-way ties, right? You know, we're close to that time of year where the three-way ties are coming up. So if Pope beats Sprayberry and Sprayberry beats Sequoia and Sequoia beat Pope, then who makes the playoffs in that spot? You know what I'm saying? You're getting into some tiebreakers.
There's a pretty good collection of coaches in that conference, in that region too, when you think about it.
Sure. Oh, so these guys we talk to weekly.
Yeah.
Good guys. Mike Collins at River Ridge, one of my favorites. Trevor Williams at Creekview played for me. Great guys. Coach Teeter. Yeah, all these guys. And that's what makes it a challenge week in, week out to compete. And for Woodstock to be sitting in the spot they're in right now, you know, at, you know, 3-1 in the region with three to play.
Yeah.
As to be commended.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So great to have Coach Devine join us tonight as we look at some of the games that have come through and some of the games that have all pretty much have gone final now. The final scores on some of them. I don't know if you've seen any surprises. New Manchester is 7-1.
New Manchester is 7-1.
They beat South Pauline tonight 39-16. How about that, right?
Sneaky good.
You know?
Yeah.
So we have to point that out about them. East Paulding's the winner. They beat Lithia Springs 59-14. East Paulding is 5-1 on the
season. East Paulding is sneaky good, yeah. They got some big games coming up too. You know, East Paulding's going to play Eastside.
Yeah.
We talked with our coach earlier. That's going to be a good one. Yep. Alexander a winner tonight, 2-6 on the year. They struggled a little bit, but Alexander with the win, 27-13 over Kennesaw Mountain.
Fantastic, fantastic. And Eagles Landing Christian was the winner over Eagles Landing 14-7. Final in that one. Hampton's a winner over Union Grove 14-11. Final score in that one. And Locust Grove is a winner over Woodland Stockbridge. Well, no, that's the third quarter score, and we got a final on that one yet.
Yeah, we'll have to get a final on that. Cambridge wins tonight 42-36 over Westminster. Good win for Cambridge. They stay undefeated.
Okay, Tucker's a winner. They get by Druid Hills 48-3. Final score in that one. Marist, no problem. North Springs, 48-0 winners tonight. So we got that one. That Cartersville-Cass game was a tight one for some time. Cartersville pulls away later for a 38-7 win. So that's some of the scores. Coming back, we're going to come back. We're going to have some more scores for you. And look ahead to some games that are coming up tomorrow. There are a lot of Saturday games this week, games that have been moved around over the last couple of weeks. Try to get those games in. We'll tell you about that and more when you join us for this final segment coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Scoreboard Show. Your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. They make you feel like flying around.
Superman intro. Was that an homage to Sam, Don?
And I don't know what that was. Yeah. I don't know what Dom found that.
Yeah, the Superman intro. I felt like I was somebody coming in on that.
It has been funny on this Friday night. So glad that you've been spending some of the Friday night with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for the Scoreboard Show. And so glad that around the state the teams have been able to get out and play their games. The fans have been able to come out. The communities have been able to gather around the young people and support them. And like I said, have a respite from what we've been dealing with the last week. And it's still there. There's still a recovery to do. There's still some people around the state that are trying to get power on and lights on and trying to get students back in school so that they can play their games. Hopefully in the next week or so, we'll see that happen. We do have some games coming up tomorrow. I want to run down a little bit of that schedule. If we can here, Coach, you look at
I got Eastside's playing Walnut Grove.
Okay.
We talked to Coach earlier at Eastside that game. It's a big game, big region game. North Clayton at Luella.
Okay.
Lambert at North Atlanta. Lambert at North Atlanta here in the city. Camden County and Valdosta tomorrow.
Ooh,
See, that's one of those that would have been a big-time Friday night game.
It's a 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, different time, different day.
Well,
Newley County's playing Montgomery County, Stevenson and Cedar Grove. So, Dom, Stevenson score tonight.
Yeah, Stevenson and Cedar Grove tomorrow. That's going to be good.
Stevenson and Cedar Grove tomorrow. Now, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Riverdale and Douglas tomorrow, and then Lakeside and DeKalb play Chamblee.
All right. Those are games that are coming up tomorrow. Some games have been moved to next, you know, next Friday night or next weekend.
Or even that November 8th date.
Yep.
Now that's open for everybody.
Yep, that's true. That's true. And if you missed it, we had Dr. Tim Scott on with us earlier tonight. And we talked about, you know, the schedule changes that had to take place that the High School Association made a ruling on earlier this week, moving the playoffs back a week, also bringing Thanksgiving week back into play. And I'm sure that delights some booster clubs of some of the perennial teams at all, because, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, I always say you start out before classes start practicing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stay in it long enough, you get to practice in the morning again, because during Thanksgiving week, mm-hmm. you're out. You can have morning yeah. practice again. Nobody had school all to yourself, and pretty
it's
much.
It's kind of a watermark, you know, or landmark opportunity, I guess, for teams. They want to be practicing on Thanksgiving. It's I guess it's just more like a metaphor is what I'm saying. Of what it doesn't mean it really means anything, but
right.
you feel like you made it when you're out there practicing on Thanksgiving. And, of course,
you
some
made
teams
it down
do it
to,
every year.
You made it down to a very elite group
yeah,
in your classification.
You know, I mean, just you don't even think of it always as practicing in late November. Or you think about practice on Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, and so
right.
– Yeah, we got that back. So there you go.
It's back in.
You just don't get to watch Georgia play Tech.
No, you don't. No, if you're going to play Saturday night, you're not going to get to see the Georgia Tech game. But those booster moms and people who love to prepare that, bring that breakfast in for the players who know they're going to come in, they're going to practice before they go home and have the Thanksgiving dinner and whatnot.
That's a pretty good day then. The moms yeah. bring in the breakfast.
Yeah.
And then you go eat the traditional Thanksgiving
yeah.
lunch.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good day right
there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of communities that, that pride themselves in doing that and preparing it for the young people in those communities. So it's back on.
Back on.
it is back on. Coming up this year. All right. Trying to think of any more finals we haven't passed along. We got Wesleyan. Wesleyan was the winner tonight. They beat Mount Vernon 42-23 final in that one. We mentioned Benedictine over Rome. We mentioned over Warner Robins. Rome 28-13 winners over Villa Rica. That one is a final.
I got one. Heard County beat Temple tonight. Two good teams there.
Two really good teams.
Heard County with the win 31-14 over Temple.
Okay. Lovett's a winner over Therrell. Lovett 17, Therrell 6, the final in that game. Thomas County Central, you know those guys usually mm-hmm. do that. 61-10 winners over Veterans tonight.
Yeah, they played on Saturday since our last show, Thomas County Central and Lee County. Remember, that's one of our
right,
big games.
Right, right, right.
We were planning on highlighting that, and then, of course, the storm moved it, and they played it on Saturday, and Lee County got the win. First time Thomas County Central lost in a long time in the regular season. So, yeah, big win for Lee County, but now Thomas County Central got right today.
Yeah, they did. Decatur's a winner, 35-18 winner over Shiloh.
I think Decatur's still undefeated.
Still undefeated.
That's another team to keep an eye on. Great win for those guys. Congratulations to Decatur.
Keeping out on them. Roswell's a winner, 45-0. They get by Johns Creek tonight. Final score. Ringgold is a winner. They get Union County 31-0. Final on that one. Calhoun's a winner, 41-7 over Richland. And I think any others here. Elbert County, Bay Providence, 48-6 a final in that one tonight. Got Pepperell, got Bremen, 45, Pepperell, 35. So 45-35 their winners. Creekside's a winner over Pace Academy, 49-0 final score there. All night long, we've been saying Osborne was leading this game. In the end, Pebblebrook gets the win over Osborne, 20-19, final in that one.
Yeah, great win. That's a big rivalry right down the street from each other. Norcross, winner over Parkview, 30-0. And Duluth did final. They got the win over Burtmore. Duluth, 19, Burtmore, 16. Alpharetta wins over South Forsyth, 37-20. Alpharetta with the win. And North Paulding, 34, Etowah, 17.
All right, Clark Central's a winner, 42-28 over Habersham Central, a final in that game. Christian Heritage beats Gorton Central, 28-20, final in that game. Let's see.
Yeah, Roswell wins tonight, 45-0 on Johns Creek.
East Jackson gets Franklin County. East Jackson, 29, Franklin County, 21. Final yeah. score in that one. North Paulding, 34, Etowah, 17 in that one tonight. Oconee County's a winner. I think we may have mentioned that one. 56-7 winners over East Hall. East Forsyth beats Cedar Shoals 49-21. East Forsyth having a really good season.
Mary Persons wins tonight 21-14 over Trinity Christian. Big win for Mary Persons. You know, they had to forfeit some games, so they need every region win they can get, so to catch back up. Sandy Creek beat Spalding 38-18, and Upson Lee beat Troop 33-27.
All right, those are some of the games that we've been keeping an eye on for you tonight. Next week, week 9?
Yeah, hard to believe, week 9.
Man. My.
Goes fast.
Wow, it goes fast. So that's coming up next week, and we got some games. We still got some games that are going to be played on Monday in some parts of the state. And this coming Monday, we got Perry and Wayne County.
Going to play Monday.
A Monday game. Metter and Claxton. Wheeler County, Montgomery County. We got a game on Tuesday. Well, hopefully we can get a game. This is Evans, Augusta, and Glen Academy. Now, we hope that
they're trying to play on Tuesday.
They're trying to play on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's St. Simons area.
And then Evans is over near Augusta. All that's
been hit really hard. So, yeah,
we'll see if they're able to get that in. But we got some Wednesday games. We got games every night next week.
NFL. We're gonna just spread them out.
Wednesday night. I'm looking at games on Wednesday. You know what game is scheduled for Wednesday night?
What game scheduled for Wednesday?
Parkview and Brookwood.
Really? This coming Wednesday?
Parkview.
Football? We're not talking about. You're not on the softball schedule, are you?
Parkview and Brookwood.
Playing on Wednesday?
Wednesday night.
All right.
Hey, you're just trying to get these games in, man.
Yeah, I guess that's a reschedule, I'm sure.
It's a reschedule. They were supposed to play last Friday night. And so it's a reschedule. Just try to get that one in. Also on Wednesday, Metal Creek at Norcross, Heritage from Conyers and Grayson, and all kind of things have delayed that game.
The area over there is the chemical plant.
Right.
It's delayed them, yeah.
So they had that going on over there. Chamblee at Shiloh, North Gwinnett and Berkmar, and Peachtree Ridge and Duluth. These games are all middle of the week next week. We're just trying to get these, like you said, give everybody a chance to get those.
Yeah.
Those 10 games.
I commend the effort because, like you said, it's a challenge to get the officials, the gatekeeper, the security, all the people that have to get there, the band, the cheerleaders, you know, any of that stuff becomes a challenge. So it's not as simple as just calling the other coach and saying, hey, we'll meet you over there at this time.
No, it's a little bit more than that, a little bit more to it than that. And we applaud everyone who has really worked diligently and to coordinate the logistics. Usually, go pretty smoothly, especially with our athletic directors and administrators around the state, especially this time of year. But when you throw some things in like we've had to deal with, everyone has to roll up their sleeves and be a little creative and see if we can find some ways to get people in. Like I said, with this being a special week once again for our officials, it is Fall Officials Appreciation this week. I hope you've been nice to your officials.
I'm sure tonight all these people listening, Sam, were nothing but nice. I'm sure they left the football game. They're driving home right now to listen to us. I am sure that our list. Now, those people that listen to other shows, they probably were not. But ours were so nice to the officials.
Didn't boo them a little bit?
No, we wouldn't do that.
Didn't tell them, I got my glasses over here. You want to use them?
Because, Sam, our people know it's at least possible that your team is not performing well because they're not performing well. It doesn't have to always be the officials.
It'll be the officials.
Yeah. I mean, I had to burst people's bubble on that, but yeah.
appreciation. And usually when you go to some games, you see them have some treats for the officials sometimes.
Oh yeah, you hook them up now.
Yeah, you bring them little.
That's
treats.
Some like pseudo bribery.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got to hook them up now. Look, if I had to pick between the officials and some of these coaches eating, we had some steaks and we had some grilled cheese sandwiches or something. The officials getting that steak, okay. Yeah, we'll feed you guys next week. We need them guys happy with us right now. That happens now. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to feed them good.
Okay.
They're our place, okay? We're going to get them whatever they want.
We appreciate the officials always. We always appreciate them, and we always encourage people to consider being an official because they take care of you. They pay you. They're the only people there getting paid. You're getting paid. The officials are getting paid. And you know what? It's a great way to stay in the game. It's a great way to stay around it. And, it's good networking. The people you get to meet, around your area, around your state, will be a part of your association. The connections that are made, you talk to people officiating. We give a shout out to a couple of our reporters, Garrett Chapman, who's been an official, Eric Slaughter, who is currently an official, and they wouldn't trade anything for their experiences, officiating high school athletics. around that area. So once again, we give commend them on their work and hope that wherever you are tonight, or if you're going to games tomorrow, that you're going to be nice to the officials. This is Official Appreciation Week, Fall Official Appreciation. You know, so we have to appreciate the ones during the wintertime, and then during the spring, we're gonna appreciate them always for the work that they do. Next Friday night, we're going to have some great games around the area. You're going to get to Pickens and Chesterty.
How about that?
That one's coming up next week.
That's why we're off this week. No game in Pickens. We got the Marble Festival.
You got the Marble Festival is happening in Pickens. Yeah, you know,
can't play no ball games in the Marble Festival.
All roads lead to the Marble Festival in Pickens. Coming up the next couple of days. That just sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, man, come on out. If somebody needs to be, come on out. You know, if you don't have anything to do tomorrow, it's going to be nice. Come on out.
And ask for Chris Parker.
Yeah,
when
absolutely.
You get there. Ask for Chris
Parker.
Yeah,
I'm sure dozens of people will be lined up asking, but
absolutely.
I'll be there.
Absolutely. Yeah. They'll be there. We got some good games coming up next week. I'm looking through this rundown of games. Stars Mill plays Harris County, and I think that would be a really big game in that region. I think it'll be a great one to watch. So another one. It's coming up next week. That ought to be a really, really good one as well. I was just looking ahead to the week and games that we can watch for.
Well, Camden County and Lowndes is one. And watch out for this one, Valdosta and Richmond Hill. Richmond Hill's good, okay?
Yeah.
You know, as you're looking through some of the 6A region, you see Walton and Cherokee. That's a playoff positioning game. Norcom Marietta is a playoff positioning game. West Forsyth, South Forsyth, possibly. You know, you try to pick out some games. You say, okay, well, River Ridge is playing Sprayberry. That could be Woodstock and Sequoia, which we talked about in our last session. But I got the big one.
The big one?
I got the big one.
The granddaddy of them all.
The granddaddy of them all for next week. Milton versus Gainesville.
Ooh. Oh, man.
That's a region game. You know?
That's a region. It is a region game this
Both
year.
Those teams will not win the region.
So no.
That's going to be won. A game right there. I'd say one of our friends – you know, GPB or IJ or
yeah,
one of them will pick up that one.
Somebody's going to show you that one.
Yeah,
they're going to show you that one. Those are a couple of games to watch out for. They will be really, really big coming up next week, folks. And we'll be here on Friday night letting you know about them, getting you all set and telling you what's going on around the area, around the state. We appreciate everyone tonight for checking in with us. Great work, as always. Limpery work from our reporters, Damian Day-Day Lewis, Garrett Chapman. Simone Stanley's with us tonight. Eric Slaughter. Also, our Cub reporter, Brooks Garland from North Gwinnett. He's also a photographer for them and is going to be going to college on a golf scholarship.
Yeah, how about
that? Play golf. Yeah,
don't forget us when you get big.
I know, that's right. Know. That's not bad at all. Great stuff. Look, we appreciate you guys for staying with us on this Friday night. It's been great. Dom Chirosky, great stuff other side of the glass, as always. Folks, I'm back here Saturday morning with Greg Clarkson from 6 until 9:15 because we got Sunday NFL football.
9:15.
Yeah, till 9:15. Yeah. Usually, yeah, so that's when we got to be done because the NFL comes on.
Yeah, hey, 9:15, we take what we can get.
Because the Falcons are relaxing.
Yeah. Yeah, the Falcons aren't playing. They won this week.
They already won. The Hayes in the barn, folks. That's going to do it for the Scoreboard Show. We'll see you back here next Friday night. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker saying so long, and we'll see you here next Friday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.